What is up, Steel Studies? Happy Tuesday, January 18th, 2022, and episode number 209 of the Study Session. I'm your grateful and appreciative host here, Jeremy Rich. Thanking you so much for joining me here today. The Pittsburgh Steelers 2021 season may be over, but we continue to press forward. We continue to look ahead to 2022 and what's in store for this team. It's a new era of Steelers football, not only because they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs and their prospects are over for this year, but also because Ben Roethlisberger is hanging them up. It's going to be a new signal caller, a new dynamic, new chemistry of this team, and we're going to cover it every step of the way. Want to take a moment to just say thank you, thank you, thank you for being a supporter of the Steel Study, for listening, reading, sharing. I would love to connect with you. Please drop me a line. You could do that one of three ways. You can comment directly on the articles. You can send me an email to thestillstudy@gmail.com and also give me a follow on Twitter @stillstudy. Would love to connect with you. Get your question, comment, feedback on the show. On Saturdays, I do the Steelers Saturday mailbag, in which I do get your questions, comments, feedback on the show, and would love to do that with you this weekend. Just want to make a programming note for everyone that going to be taking a slight break this weekend. There will be no Still Study podcast this weekend. There actually won't be a Steelers Saturday mailbag this weekend. I'll have sessions through Friday, but I'm going to take a little break this Saturday and Sunday, and I will be back on Monday, in which I will kick off season number two. So we're wrapping up season one this week here on the session. Since we are now officially in the Steelers offseason, being that this season is done, I know that the NFL 2022 offseason hasn't officially begun, but the Steelers offseason has. So season two will kick off on Monday. So no sessions this weekend. We'll be back Monday for the launch of season two, and then we're going to get after it. But again, not much to talk about in terms of the playoff loss. It is what it is. All the holes on this team that we've seen all season, they are still there. They have not gone anywhere. They were even more pronounced in the postseason. Kansas City took advantage of them. And now we know there's a lot of things that this team has to address. Now I'm just going to do a quick rundown of that. But offensively, this team is going to be looking for a new quarterback. There's reason to believe that it's going to be Mason Rudolph who gets his opportunity to be the starter, being that he's will be in the second year of the new contract that he signed. We'll have to see if that's the case, if they bring in a veteran free agent or if they draft somebody. We're going to be paying attention to the stories related to that. Paying attention to the stories related to offensive and defensive coordinators, if there's any changes made there. There's been speculation that Keith Butler is going to retire. You have to wonder if the Steelers will go outside of the organization to interview for defensive coordinators, which might be a move that this team needs to make because Tomlin typically promotes internally. I think he needs to relinquish some of the control of the defensive play calling, pull somebody in from the outside. The rumor is that Terrell Austin's going to ascend and take that spot. Matt Canada, will he be back? We know that this organization likes stability. They probably want to give him a second year. But his offense was atrocious. Don't know if that was exclusively on him or the result of trying to run an innovative offense with an aging 39-year-old quarterback with very limited mobility. But we'll have to see what's going to happen with the offensive defensive coordinators. In terms of the draft, what are they going to prioritize? Will they go after a quarterback? Is there a guy that they like? will they go offensive line, defensive line? They're going to have pick number 20 in the draft. Jim Wexel, whom I do the other podcast with over on his site, talked about the need to just draft Hall of Famers, guys who are just all world and not select based on need early. But we're going to get into all of that. Draft profiles, mock drafts. My first mock draft will be available at the end of the first week of February. Can't believe we're talking mock drafts. But this team is going to have to build through that. We're going to be talking a lot about free agency. You know, the Steelers are going to have $46 million in cap space. How do they utilize those funds to pursue players in free agency? We know that the Steelers typically like to go after those younger guys whom are available. They don't like the old cats. They could find like a 26-year-old, 25, 26, 27-year-old. I think they'll look long and hard at the offensive line position to see if there's somebody that they can sign for those, one of those interior guard positions. Not sure about center, what they're going to do there. Maybe they'll look for a center. Maybe they'll look for a defensive lineman. But there's a lot of holes that this team needs to fill. And so free agency has to be a part of that equation. It can't just be exclusively through the draft. Will they open the pocketbook and spend? We don't know. Are they going to re-sign some of their own free agents? Is Juju going to be back? Will they sign him to a contract extension? What's going to happen with Stephon Tuitt? Will he return? Will Tyson Alualu be back for another year? Or is he too old? What will another year of wear and tear do in terms of output? Cameron Hayward's going to be 33 at the start of next season. Does his play start to deteriorate? TJ Watt, believe it or not, he's getting into the upper part of his 20s. How many more years of hyper-production does he have? Who's going to play inside linebacker for this team next year? Do they give Devin Bush another chance? Can Devin Bush turn it around? Is Joe Schobert back? What did they do at corner for Joe Hayden? Safety spots are taken care of. So again, a lot of holes they got to fill. They need a speedy receiver. They've got to find that guy, somebody who can take the top off the defense. So a lot of work, a lot of exciting work. And heading into the offseason, you have to wonder too, is this a team that can compete next year? Is there enough on this team to compete? Will they have elite stars on defense? Can they fill in enough decent talent around them? You know, that's a question. And then offensively, I mean, can it be any worse than it was this year? I mean, literally, that was one of the worst offensive performances I've ever seen from the Steelers unit. Najee Harris is going to be better next year. What can we get out of that passing game? Those are going to be big questions. But the bigger piece, too, I mentioned those elite players. Injuries. Injuries factor into every season. You lose TJ Watt for the season, that defense that already struggles is going to be bad off. So, a lot to talk about. A lot to be excited about. But it's also a good time to take a break, disconnect, get away from Steelers football for a bit. And then we're going to come back at it on Monday for season two. But again, just want to thank you for a great year. We're going to finish out this week with sessions Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like I said, we'll be off Saturday, Sunday this week. No podcast, no Steelers week, no Steelers Saturday mailbag. We're going to kick off off-season coverage on Monday. We'll jump in. I'm going to be doing an analysis of each position, the needs that this team has, positions that they need to target in the draft and free agency. Then we'll start hitting the draft profiles. We'll start with the mock draft. Then any big personnel moves that are made in terms of coaches, Kevin Colbert, whether or not he retires, signing, re-signing of free agents, can expect those futures contracts to be signed, signing some players. So the study will continue to go on after a little break here this weekend. I'm weary and rugged from this season a bit. But again, I appreciate this journey with all of you. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on the session. Love you guys so much. Drop me a line. You know how to do it three ways. Comment, email, Twitter. Check out the new episode of the Still City Insider podcast with Wexels, linked in the show notes. And remember, life is beautiful in the black and gold. Peace, everyone. Have a great Tuesday.